Hi, this is Jeremy Perlman speaking to you on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Her name is Yvonne Jenkins.
Okay.
Like, do you want me to spell name or
No,
I
I'll
can
get
just.
it's fine. And then the phone number
All
is
right.
94199.
No. That is my number, and the phone number for the first for the customer that is 631-855-7901.
1 second. 631-855-7901, correct?
That's correct.
Okay, you can transfer. And it's Yvonne, right?
Yes.
Okay, you can transfer. Thank you.
Thank you so much, man.
Hi, Yvonne.
Yes.
Hi, Yvonne. My name is Jeremy Perlman. I am speaking to you on a recorded line in regards to the Depra Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And you would like to see if you can meet the criteria to participate in the Depra Provera lawsuit, that is correct?
Yes, sir.
And of course, we are speaking on a recorded line. And then you do not have an attorney to assist you, that is correct?
No, sir, I don't.
And then you can affirm you have not signed any documents in regards to the Depra Provera lawsuit?
I can read. I'm not.
Okay. You have not? Okay. All right. And you are, of course, our resident in the United States, that is correct?
Yes.
All right. And then were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
All right. And it was meningioma of the brain, that is correct?
Yes.
And when were you diagnosed, roughly?
I was diagnosed June 6th.
June 6th?
Yeah, 2020.
2020, okay. I'm sorry to hear that. Okay. And so I have 6/6/2020 is roughly the day of diagnosis. And what is your date of birth?
11/20/1984.
And do you know anybody else that was injured by the Depo Provera?
No, I don't.
Okay, no worries. And you did use the brand name contraceptive Depo Provera, that is correct?
Yes. So I'm Depo, yes.
Yep. And then you did use the Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum altogether, correct?
Yeah, I was on it for 3 years and 1 month, but yes, I have.
3 years. Okay, I'll get the dates from you in just a second. And then
okay.
Within 1 year, you can confirm you had 4 injections prior to being diagnosed?
Yes.
All right. And then what were the years that you used the Depo Provera? You can give me month and year or just month or just year.
Okay, well, the first shot was April 2017.
April of 2017. Okay. And then when did you
stop? My first. My last was May 2020.
May of 2020. Okay. Okay. And then I know this is redundant as we are speaking about female contraceptive, but can you confirm your gender for me?
A female.
Thank you. And then he said your name is Yvonne, Yvonne, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then last name, Jenkins, Jenkins?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You are not a junior, senior, second, third, fourth, or anything like that, correct?
Correct, I'm not.
And then let me put the phone number down he had for you. Best phone number for you is 631-855-7901.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And if we get disconnected, I don't think we will, but if we do, I'll call you back from a 949 number. And then this is a cell phone we're speaking on.
Yes, sir.
Okay. What is your best email address, Yvonne?
I'm just going to spell it out for you. Ready? H-E-L-L-N. A-H-H-H-1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8 at Gmail.
Helma, H-E-L-L-M-A, or Na?
Is it Helma?
N, okay.
N-A-H-H, three H's.
Three H's, right?
Yeah, yes, sir.
And then 1-2-3-4-5-6-7, okay, I got you.
Yeah,
thank you.
I had to change my email, I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Trust me, I have
it. I got hacked many times. And, like, you know.
No, I get it. I understand it. One of my other emails has a pretty funny name as well. And then, what is your best physical address?
20.
Mm-hmm.
Totten Street, TOTTEN Street.
Mm-hmm.
Hempstead, New York, apartment 2, M is in Mary.
2M. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
2M and then 11550 zip code.
Correct.
Okay. Put this in here. Hold on. Hempstead. You said 2M.
Yeah, the Mary.
Mhm. Apartment 2M. apartment 2N. There we go. Okay. And then when the Depo-Provera was administered, was it by the doctor, the medical staff, or you didn't do it yourself, did you?
No, I didn't do it myself. It was my family doctor.
The doctor, okay. And what was the name of the doctor or the facility where they administered the Depo-Provera?
Okay, my doctor, Anna Blanco.
Blanco? Okay.
Yeah.
And I take it she's in New York?
Yes, sir. Even that.
And you saw her in what city, or what city did you see her in?
It's East Pawtucket, New York. It's 11733.
11733. Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, I found it. East Pawtucket. Okay.
Yes, East Pawtucket. Can never pronounce it.
No, yeah. I probably said it wrong. And then Dr. Anna Maria G. Blanco at Mercy Hospital. Or did you see her somewhere else?
I've seen her somewhere else. I've seen the family doctor's place. So I would say that's Mercy Hospital. I'm really sure it's Med Road, so I'm probably what.
Okay.
So long ago.
I think I'll find it. One second. Then let me copy her name. There we go. And the name of the facility. You saw her on 181 North Belmead Road?
Yes. That's okay. It right there, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay, so that is Mercy Hospital then. Okay. Mercy Hospital, Rockville Center. All right. And then she was the one who prescribed you the Depo-Provera, I take it, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let me put this facility there. Put their address. I'll get their phone number. 1 second. Getting Rockview's number. And the specialist you saw, would it have been a neurologist?
Yes.
Okay, I'll get that information from you in just 1 second. The hospital name was Mercy Rockville. One sec. Okay, that is the right address. And then what pharmacy do you go to? Or did you go to?
CVS, and it's in Hempstead and Henry Hempstead. Street.
Okay. Hempstead. What was the street on Henry Street?
Yeah, Henry Street. 216 okay. Henry Street.
I found it. Thank you. Yep. Thank you for having all of this on hand. We're almost done, too. I just need to put more of the doctor's information in here.
Okay.
And then I'm going to send you a DocuSign. We'll complete that. And then the attorneys will be able to start pulling all the records. And then the method for diagnosis for the meningioma, was it CT scan, MRI? Do they also do a biopsy? How did they?
Yeah.
All of that? All three? And were you also diagnosed at Mercy Hospital, or were you diagnosed somewhere else?
I was diagnosed somewhere else. I was diagnosed in Nassau University Medical Center.
What was it? I'm sorry, cut out.
I was diagnosed in Nassau University Medical Center.
Okay.
In East Meadow? Yeah.
Meadow. One second. Nassau University Medical Center. I got it right here.
Yeah.
2201 Hempstead Turnpike.
Yep. Yep, sir. That's it.
Okay. Thank you. And you were treated there, I take it, as well?
Yeah, I was treated there. And okay. Diagnosed there, yes.
Okay. Okay.
The exact name.
Address is there. T Pike. Okay. 516. And it was a neurologist, correct? That diagnosed
yes,
you? Or you saw
yes,
there?
Sir.
Any, you...
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you. And any previous cancer diagnosis?
No. None at all.
Okay. No, that's good. And let me put just treating here as well, as Nassau University. And then what treatments have you received or did you receive for the meningioma? Have you taken any medications for it? Did you get any surgeries?
Yeah. The treatment I received is surgery, radiation therapy, chemo, and then medications.
Okay. How are you doing today? Are you doing all right?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm fine.
That's good.
The weather's kind of getting
Yeah,
like
no, I
cold
get it.
weather. Yeah.
I'm in California. For me, it's cold today. You're in New York. How cold is it today?
Oh, wait. I'm like in the 20s. The other day was like 17.
Yeah, I don't do so well in the
Oh,
cold. So,
neither.
and then you were hosp were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes, I was in the hospital for 11 days.
11 days. Roughly, what
Yeah.
month was that in the year?
In June.
June. Okay, I'm just put June 1st to June. You said how long? 11 days.
Yeah, 11 days, and
Eleven.
then I did outpatient for 12 months.
Okay. Hospital, I'll put June 1st, about June 12th.
Well, I had surgery on June 16th, 2020. I'll never forget it.
On the 16th? Okay.
Yeah, the 16th.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it was June 6th. I'm sorry. Oops. 2020. June. So I'll put it to the 18th. I'll just put it an extra day. I'll just put June 6th to June 18th. And that's ne they're just want to know roughly where to look. And then there are medical records that do exist for you, correct?
Yes, I don't have them on my
Yeah, no worries. They
desk.
just
I
want to
have
know
to.
the yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And then would you like to put an emergency contact on?
Yes, I do.
What's their name?
Lafayette Powell.
Does he live with you or not with you?
No, he doesn't live with me, but he's basically, if I need to give him contact, he can contact me, you know?
Okay. And then LAF, can you spell his name?
LFAYTTEPDD.
AYETTE
Yes.
POWELL.
Yep.
Okay. And then what's
Yeah.
his phone? What's his phone number?
61-354-356-9448.
9448 253. Sorry, 631-256-9448.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'm sorry, 356. I'm sorry, 356-4.
356. Okay.
356.
No, you're good. No
Yes.
worries. And then relationship,
Friends.
spouse, friend. Okay. Friend.
Friends.
And then I'm gonna leave his email just blank. That's fine. And then for the address, should I leave it blank? Is that okay?
Leave it blank, yeah.
Yeah, they just need the phone number mainly. So, and then okay, and then let me confirm everything with you, and I'm gonna send you a text message, the DocuSign, and then we'll complete that. Should only take a minute or two, and then from there we'll be
Okay.
able to pull the records. Also, I forgot to ask, what is your social? If you do not feel comfortable providing the whole thing, you can provide just the last four.
I'll provide the last four.
You're
Nine one. I'm
mm-hmm.
sorry.
No, what is
I'm
the
sorry.
last
It's
four?
9172.
It's okay. 9172. Okay. All right. And then let me confirm this. All right. And then you would like to meet the criteria to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, do not have an attorney in regards to it, and can affirm you have not signed anything in regards to it, correct?
Correct.
All right. And then you are, of course, a resident of the United States. You are unfortunately diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year. That is correct.
Yes, sir.
And it was meningioma of the brain. Your data diagnosis was 6/6/2020. And your date of birth is 11/20/1984.
Yes,
Okay. And then you did consume the brand name Depo-Provera. You used the Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum and had four injections prior to being diagnosed in 1 year. That is all correct.
yes.
And then, of course, you did use it sometime between 1992 to present day, which would have been April of 2017, roughly, to around May of 2020.
Correct.
And then you are, of course, a female. First name Yvonne, Yvonne. Last name Jenkins, Jenkins.
Correct.
Okay. And then last four, we just went over this, is 9172. That is correct.
Correct.
And then email is HELLNAHHH, and then 123456789@gmail.com.
Correct.
And then the best number to reach you on, one last time, just to confirm, is this number, 631-855-7901.
Correct.
And then address of 20 Trotton, I'm sorry, said that wrong, 20 Totten Street,
Yes.
Totten, in Hempstead,
Correct.
New York, apartment 2M, 2 as in Mary, I'm sorry, 2, and then M as in Mary, and then
Yes.
11550, Nassau County.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. And then,
I'm sorry to cut you off. I'm not sure what text messages I'm receiving them. Will you do the email with that for them?
I'm gonna email it. I'll email it and text it. So if it doesn't go through text, it'll go to your email. And then I forgot to ask you this one question. And then how many times do you think you were injected altogether with the Depo-Provera? What is it? Would you say 10, 5, 10, 15?
Let me see.
It just needs to be a rough estimate.
About 10 to 15, I believe.
Okay.
I would say.
Okay.
I mean, I get a shot every 3 months.
I'll put 15 then, Don, the higher one.
Okay.
And then I put 15 for that one. And then the administering doctor for the Depo-Provera was Dr. Anna Maria G. Blanco at Mercy Hospital Rockville Center. And that is on address of 181 North Bell Mead Road in East Sitout, New York. Sorry if I messed the town name. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
And then do you have their phone number?
Yes, I do.
What's their phone number?
631-444-5858.
5858. Okay. One side. Oh, it's Stony Brook. Okay. Let me put them down. Family and Preventive. Okay. So the name of this facility where Anna Marie Blanco was Stony Brook Family and Preventive Medicine, correct?
Yes.
And that's on 4 Smith Haven Mall Suite 2, Lake Grove.
I believe so. I don't know. They're
yeah, that's the address. Okay. That's the address that came up for that number. I just want to confirm, just so we have the doctor right.
Okay.
And then let me change the prescribing one, their facility, because I had the wrong address. So hold on. I'm glad I got
the prescribing doctor. Sorry,
you're good.
Yeah, it was Bernard. That was my diagnosis and treated me, Dr. Bernard Brockwitz.
So they prescribed you the that would have been at Nassau University.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. I'll put the name down. You don't need it. I'll put the name as Nassau University, and then I'll put their address again. Okay. So the only one that's different is the Dr. Anna Maria Blanco at Stony Brook Family in Lake Grove, correct? That's where you were injected. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. And then let me just make sure I have all this correct. I have the CVS down. That is the one. Neurologist. So I just want to make sure I put the addresses correct just because I changed them. So administering doctor was Anna Blanco at Stony Brook Family and Preventative Medicine on 4 Smith Haven Mall Suite 2. Medical or prescribing doctor would have been at Nassau University, diagnosing at Nassau University and treated at Nassau University. All that is correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then in Nassau University, just to confirm address of 2201 Hempstead Turnpike. They have it as T Pike, East Meadow, New York, 11554.
Correct.
Okay. All right. And then you saw a neurologist, of course, and then you were in the hospital. Yeah. I put roughly the dates for the meningioma of 6/6/2020 to about 6/18 of 2020.
Exactly.
Okay.
11 days.
Uh-huh. I put 11 or 12. Yep. Exactly right there. 11. Just leave some room if it is a little outside of that. And then you do have records that do, not you, but the hospital does have records that do exist.
Yeah. Yes,
and then Lafayette Powell is the emergency contact. Lafayette Powell, Powell. Phone number of 631-356-9448. And that is your friend.
Yes.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you that email right now. Let me confirm your email one last time just so I don't have to send it wrong. So H-E-L-L and then N as in Nancy and then A-H-H-H and then 1234567 at Gmail.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to send it right now. I'm going to send it through text too. We'll see if it comes through. But
okay.
If not, you'll for sure get it through email. It'll be a DocuSign. It'll say my name. Jeremy Perlman wants to send you a DocuSign or something of that sort. So you should have got it right now through email or text or both.
Yep. I got the text now.
Yep. And then you'll. Yep. You just click on the link. It'll open up. When it opens up, you want to say yes or allow. Once you say yes or allow, you'll want to say continue. It'll be like a yellow continue, and then you'll hit that yellow continue, and you'll see an agree and then a start button. And once you hit start, that'll take you into it.
Okay.
And then you said you received it via text, correct?
Yeah, I gotta do texting, so I'm gonna
Okay.
do text.
Okay.
That's just
Because I want to
selecting.
give you my direct number too. I'm gonna send, once you finish, let me know. I'll send you a text from my number. Let me know if you get it.
Okay.
And then, yeah, you draw your signature the one time, and then after that, it will save it. And then from there, once you hit finish, it should let you know you're done signing, and then I'll get an email as well. And then I will send you a text too once you finish. You'll have all the information. Yep, I see you completed it. And then I'm going to send you a text. Let me know if you receive this text right now. It'll be from a 949 number. I'm going to send it right now. Let me know if you got it. It's it, the one that says it's Jeremy Pearlman in regards to the debt preferral lawsuit. Yeah, that's my d direct number. So if you don't hear from the attorneys in, I would say, a week or so, like 7 days, please give me a call back on that number and I'll transfer you over to them or get an update. Most likely, though, they're going to reach out to you within like 24 to 48 hours just to confirm everything and start pulling your records. And yeah, from there, that is it. I do thank you so much for your time. I am sorry for what you're going through with the debt preferral and the meningioma because it very well could have caused it. And you know, it's a strange strain on your life. It's very hard. I thank you so much for your time. You're very strong, and yeah, I thank you. You have a wonderful day,
you.
and I hope you had a Merry
And Happy New Year
Christmas.
to you.
You too. Happy New
Yeah,
Year,
Happy New
and thank
Year.
you so much for your time. Bye bye.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you. Bye bye.